Introduction. Reading the Bible as they heard it. Many Christians today claim to just read the Bible, convinced that a plain reading is the most faithful approach. But what if the plain reading wasn't plain at all to the original audience? What if we've flattened the text by removing it from the very world in which it was written? This companion paper, Context is King, is not a defensive method, it's a demonstration of reality. In my earlier work, Contextual Reading versus Plain Reading, I made the case that Scripture cannot be rightly understood without knowing the world behind the words. This study now shows that reality in practice. We walk through Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, and highlight key verses that cannot be understood without cultural, linguistic, or theological background from the ancient world. This isn't about elevating external sources above the Bible. It's about honoring the inspired authors who assumed their audience already understood the backdrop. Whether it's the divine counsel of Deuteronomy 32, the watchers behind Jude and 1 Peter, or the demon Ketef haunting Deuteronomy 32 verse 24, context was never optional. It was the operating system. So before we proclaim what the Bible clearly says, we must ask, clearly to whom? The Holy Spirit inspired real people in real settings, not in a vacuum. When we recover their world, we recover the depth of God's word. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.